Hi, this is Dennis Byrd, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, where we'll learn why it is that only 5% of people who lose weight never gain it back. I'll bring my expertise in life coaching, my advanced studies in psychology, and my own personal story of beating obesity so we can learn new ways of thinking and adopt powerful strategies to lose weight and keep it off for life. Thanks for joining me today, and you're listening to the 5%ers podcast, episode number 37, Can You Get Comfortable with Discomfort? The idea for this podcast came as a result of my interview last week with Dean Dwyer, and we touched on this concept about pushing through discomfort just a little bit in that conversation. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the interview with Dean Dwyer from the Makeshift Happen show, I really encourage you to go back 1 week and listen to that episode. It's really a great interview, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it about building incredible willpower. And one of the aspects of moving towards our goals that we talked about was this whole issue of discomfort. And there's discomfort that will show us, in a sense, that maybe we're moving in the wrong direction. It's too painful, it's too difficult, but there is a level of discomfort that is just part of the normal process of making a life change. And I find that whenever we're making a major life change, we find a level of discomfort that often can hold us back, or the fear of that discomfort will keep us in a place where we don't really want to be. And I find that often when people are making a major life change, whether it's about their health, about a relationship, or maybe their career, that it's the fear of the unknown and venturing into a new territory that brings that discomfort really to the forefront of their consciousness. And for some people, the fear of the discomfort really will keep them from making any life change. An example is, a number of years ago, I was coaching a woman because she was very unhappy in her career, really miserable in her job, and she just didn't know what to do. She wasn't sure about how she could move forward, what else she could do with her skill set, and she just felt stuck. And so I asked her, I said, well, how long have you been with your company? And she said, I've been with the company just about 17 years. And I asked her, I said, okay, so, you know, when did you know that the position you're in wasn't a good fit and that this company wasn't a good opportunity for you? And she said, I figured that out in the first year. And I said, and you've been there 17 years? And she said, yes. So I think for some people, you will stay stuck in your career, in your health, in your relationships, because the thought of change produces more anxiety, and that discomfort about the unknown will hold us back. And there's a phrase out there that says, you know, the devil we know is better than the devil we don't. And I think that's a real challenge, because I know that for a lot of us, and for me included in many areas of my life, there was a time where I wanted to make a life change around my health, around my relationships, around my career, friendships. And I just felt like, I don't know if I can do this, because the fear of that push of discomfort of doing something different really held me back. And mentally, I just would go into avoidance. There's an interesting correlation to this whole issue in Newton's laws. So if you remember back from school studying Newton's principles, that things in motion tend to stay in motion, and things at rest tend to stay at rest. So the idea here is that if you're moving in a particular direction in your career, your relationships, or your health, that you have momentum moving in that direction. And it's very difficult to push yourself to move in a new direction because you have all that momentum going there, because things in motion tend to stay in motion. And I think for this woman that I was working with, who had been in a miserable career for 17 years, is that the momentum and the motion was moving in that direction. Now, part of that first principle would say that to get an object to stop, you have to have a equal or greater counter motion against it. Or if you need to get an object moving, you have to have a greater force acting against it. And I think that's the challenge of making life change, is that in our hearts and our minds, we really want to move in a new direction. We want to get our health better. But we are afraid that it's going to take a radical change or that it's going to be so discomforting that there's going to be so much anxiety and there's the fear of the unknown that we can't muster the energy to counteract the direction that we're going in. And we really live in a culture that doesn't tolerate discomfort a whole lot. We're bombarded with advertisements about medications, you know, to alleviate every little ache and pain. And I'm not talking about, you know, people that have chronic illnesses and disease and things like that. Medications are a great tool. But we can't tolerate discomfort, whether it be a little bit of heartburn, whether it be a little bit of a headache, a little bit of muscle pain. And so we're bombarding our systems with these drugs. Or we have, you know, food that basically it's marketed to us that it's not okay to be a little bit hungry. You know, so eat this candy bar. This will alleviate your hunger. Or eat this food and this will make you feel better. And we have this culture that just doesn't tolerate discomfort. And so we're always looking for ways to get out of this mode. And one of the biggest things I think people do to alleviate their discomfort when they're making a life change is basically avoidance. They just avoid whatever they need to do to improve their lives. And it's actually a pretty good strategy. When you avoid making a life change, like improving your health, losing weight, or maintaining your weight, is that it alleviates the discomfort because you're not focusing on it. And it's a good strategy to alleviate the discomfort, but it's a terrible strategy because you're not going to move forward in your goals. And when we're making life changes, discomfort is just part of the process. It's normal. And this is especially true when we are changing our lifestyle around our health and our eating. Again, remember the analogy, things in motion tend to stay in motion. So if you've got a pattern of eating, a pattern of exercising that needs to change, it's going to be discomforting to move in a new direction and to try new things. And that's just part of it. Well, an example of this is that 10 years ago when I really started turning my health around, I can remember when I really decided I got to start exercising and eating right. And so one day I went out and I tried to run, and I tried to run a mile. And at that point, my health was so marginalized that I couldn't even run a mile without stopping. And so I was winded, my feet hurt, my knees hurt, you know, my body ached. And I was thinking, gosh, I'm like in my 30s and I can't even run a mile. This is crazy. And I basically had to run, walk the whole thing. But the reality was, it was not comfortable. It was discomforting to go through that whole process. And the good news is that discomfort, while part of the process, is that it doesn't last forever. If we continue moving towards our goals, if we continue implementing the changes in our lives, that discomfort slowly fades. So if you are moving in a new direction with your health and you start implementing some new diet changes and you start incorporating some new foods, taking some foods out, it's going to be hard at first. It's not going to be comfortable. It's going to seem foreign. It's going to seem weird. And it will fade over time as you implement that new strategy. But let's say 6 months have gone by and nothing really has changed. So if that analogy of where earlier 10 years ago that I couldn't even run a mile, if 6 months had gone by and I had continued trying to implement these changes and I still couldn't run a mile without, you know, being winded and, you know, knees aching and having to run walk it, then obviously something's wrong. You know, we wouldn't push through that discomfort. And I think our fear is that when we're making life changes, that the discomfort that we're feeling at the beginning is going to last forever. But the reality is that it doesn't. So the context is this, is that when we're making a significant change, whether it's in our health, our relationships, our careers, it will be difficult. We just have to gear up for that. But what we forget is that if we stick to our plan and keep working, the discomfort slowly diminishes until really our lifestyle, our careers, our relationships, whatever we're working on starts to solidify. And I think that one of the reasons why we get stuck is sometimes we're looking for the magic pill, we're looking for the magic answer, or maybe even the magic person to make things better for us, to take that discomfort away. And, you know, we always feel, and I can understand this, that there's something out there that I'm missing. You know, it's the next book I need to read. It's the next podcast I got to listen to. It's the next person that's really going to make my life easier and take away the discomfort that I'm trying to avoid. But the reality is that when you're making a life change, you just got to push through the discomfort. There's just no way around it. So there are three things that I think will really help you if you're trying to make a life change to help you push through the discomfort. And the first thing is motivation. Are you motivated enough to make the change? In a sense, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of being unhealthy or not being in a good relationship or having a career that sucks? So we have to tap into, why am I doing this? Why am I making this life change? What is motivating me? And one of the things that I've talked about in a previous podcast is one of the ways to think about how to amp your motivation is to think, okay, I don't like where I'm at right now in life. So what if nothing changes a year from now? What will my life be like then? And you project out a few more years. So if I don't make a change in my health or my relationships, what is my life going to be like 3 years from now? How good or how horrible will it be? And if I don't make any changes, what it's going to be like in 5 years or 10 years. And I think that's a good mental, you know, image to go through, because sometimes you're not feeling the pain enough today. So for some of you, you may be not happy with your health or your relationships, or your career, but it's not so bad yet that you're really motivated to make the life change. But if you were to project out about things not changing in the future, sometimes that will give you the motivation to say, wow, I don't want to get down that road. I don't want to go that far. And so for me, one of the huge motivations was watching my father really struggle with diabetes and diabetic-related conditions at the end of his life. And I projected my future to say, if I don't make these changes, I'm on the road to diabetes. And watching my father really suffer in the last years of his life, I just thought, you know, I didn't want to do that. I don't want to have to live like that. And although I wasn't diabetic at the time that I started implementing these changes, I really started seeing the writing on the wall with, you know, blood sugar levels that were inching towards pre-diabetes, and at one point, pre-diabetic. And that was the motivation to say, I know what the pain is going to be like in the future, so I'm going to make the changes today. Because sometimes future pain or current pain will be greater than any discomfort we have about making a life change. Next, what we need is a good strategy. So do you have a good plan? Have you researched the options? Have you come up with a strategy for moving forward that's sustainable? That's something you think, you know, I could implement this new strategy and I'm going to try it out and I'm going to work this plan to see where it takes me. And so for me, I know that earlier in the process, my strategy was to start removing the junk food and then removing the candy and the sugars and things like that. It's an obvious place to start. And so as I implemented that strategy, at first, it's got a level of discomfort because my body was used to eating certain foods. It liked the sugar. It liked the carbohydrates. It liked the sweets. And so I think for a lot of people, especially if your diet is horrible, you're actually not going to feel great the first week or two when you start cutting these foods out because your body's used to eating that food. But if your strategy is a good one, you should see progress in the first few weeks. You'll start losing a little bit of weight. You'll start feeling better. The cravings will start going away. And so a good strategy, you know, will propel you towards your goals. Now, if in the course of your change, if you find that your strategy isn't working as well as it needs to be, don't ditch your strategy. Rather, see if there's something about what you're doing needs to be tweaked or changed. And I think that's one of the faults that I see in my own life and in the lives of other people that are making major life changes, is they will pick a strategy that they think is going to work. They'll implement the strategy. And as soon as there's any little bit of failure or letdown, they'll just ditch the entire strategy. Instead of saying, okay, what aspect of this is working that I should keep? What aspects of this is not working that I should change or delete? And continually to tweak a strategy, because I think any plan that you choose to lose weight, you know, some of it will work, but maybe some of it's just not going to work for you. And ultimately, we have to decide what's going to work for me when it comes to my health and my wellness or my relationships or my career. The last thing that we need is support. And I think that this is a critical factor of making any kind of life change, is you need people around you who believe in you, who will encourage you, and who will give you honest feedback. It's very difficult to make a major life change in a vacuum because, one, we have a little bit of what I would call crazy thinking. You can't avoid it. If you're alive, you're breathing, and you're kicking, all of us have these thoughts that filter in throughout our mind on a regular basis that ultimately are crazy. They're not logical. They're irrational fears. They're irrational thoughts. And when we communicate these to other people to say, you know, I'm really afraid that if I change my diet, you know, I'm going to get sick. And people will say, that, you know, that's crazy. You feel sick now. I mean, how could it be any worse than what you're doing? And you'll realize, yeah, that is a crazy thought. And having that support system can really hold us accountable. It can give us that motivation. And it can really give us that sense that we're not doing this alone. And there really are studies out there that will show that people who do this whole lifestyle improvement with another person do so much better when they're working with other people. So if you're trying to lose weight or maintain your weight, my encouragement to you is find someone else who's trying to do the same thing and partner up with them, because it will hold you more accountable. And there was a period of time well over 15 years ago, a good friend of mine and I were planning to run a marathon. And our goals was to get up early before work and work out. And there are just days when it's cold, it's dark, and I just do not want to get out of bed. But the thought that my friend was going to be waiting at the gym for me just was that motivation I needed to get up and get out of the house. And having a partner to do things with really helps propel you towards your goals. So my encouragement to you is, if there is something in your life that you've been have avoiding, and deep in your heart and in your mind, you know, I've got to change. I've got to do this. But the fear of the unknown, the fear of that discomfort or of moving in a new direction is holding you back. My encouragement to you is you push through that discomfort. We have irrational fears about making life changes, and most of those fears are unfounded. And if you tap into your motivations and really figure out, why do I need to make this change, and how will this change help move me forward to have the life I want to have? So one of the things that you can do to amp up your motivation is you can look in the future and see how life gets worse, but you can also look into the future and see how your life is going to get better. So if I make this change and adopt this new lifestyle, how will my life improve over the next year? How will my life improve 3 years now? What will my life be like in 5 years if I make this change? And I think that's a great thing to do, because it's one thing to look at pain, but it's also another thing to look at hope. And what's the hope that we can have the life, the career, or the relationships that we're really looking for, And if we tap in to that potential greatness that we can achieve, it will help us in our motivation. So we got to know what is motivating you to make this change. And then next, what is your strategy? And I know the frustration for a lot of you, especially when it comes around your health, is you have tried diet after diet after diet, and you have failed, and you've gained the weight back. But one of the things I'd like you to think about is, yes, you let go, you gain the weight back, but you also have evidence that you have lost weight. So while it didn't end up in the long term, you haven't become a 5%er where you kept the weight off for a long period of time, you were able to lose weight. And so focus on the fact that I've done this before, I can do this again. And what you want to do is you want to evaluate all those diets you've been on to say, what really worked about this particular diet that I lost weight on? Whether it was Weight Watchers or Atkins or Slim Fast or vegetarian or Mediterranean diet, whatever it was, what worked? And why was it that I got off the diet? Was it too severe? Was it not sustainable? Maybe I wasn't really ready to make a permanent change in my life. Maybe I wasn't ready to really make this a new way of living. And so looking to the past, we can see not just the failures in our health, but we can also see the things that went well. And if I look at the better successes I had earlier in my life, it really was about the fact that I had good motivation, I had a good strategy, and I had support. I think the thing that held me back was I was thinking more about a diet and diet's end, and I wasn't really thinking about permanent life change. So go back, look at your past diet strategies, see what worked, see what didn't, and see if you can come up with a new strategy to move forward. And then lastly, tap into your support system. And if you can't find a support system, you know, they're out there. You just have to be a little bit more diligent. And what I find interesting is the whole issue of social media and how people are finding support through online things like Facebook or MyFitnessPal, and there's different forums you can join around different eating strategies and health plans. And people will sometimes even find communities of support online. And I'm a big believer that the ones that sit next to you, the ones that you can have coffee with, really are the best. But maybe you're in a situation where the people closest to you aren't really interested in making lifestyle changes. And so go to your Facebook friends, go to the people on these different forums and build a community there. And there's even evidence that show that can work for your support system. So I'm a big believer that you can make changes in your life. And my encouragement to you is pick one area of your life that you need to change. Don't pick all of them. The best strategy is to identify one area of your life that you want to improve, whether it's around your health, around your relationships, or around your career, and focus on that one for a while. You know, figure out your motivation, get a good strategy, and get your support system in place. Because if you have success in one area of your life, whether it's around your career, your relationships, or your health, that success is going to permeate into the other areas of your life, and you'll find that it's going to be easier to make life changes in related areas or even unrelated areas. Well, I hope that you found this podcast helpful, and I'm really trying to grow the audience here. So if you're willing to do two things for me as a way to help me out, I would appreciate. One is forward this to people that you know that are trying to make life changes. Two, go to the 5%ers podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If people leave reviews on iTunes, what it does is it signals to iTunes that people are listening to this, and then they're able, you know, to forward this to other people. And people who are searching for podcasts like this, it will come up higher in their search. And that just helps me out. And I really appreciate it because I'm trying to build the momentum with this podcast, and that will be helpful to me. Also, if you have questions or if you have topic ideas or people you would like to hear interviewed, please reach out to me at my website, dennisbird.org, and there's a contact area there, or you can email me at dennis.robert.bird@gmail.com. All right, well, that's all I have for you today. And where we are today, my encouragement to you is think about what's one area that I'm going to change, and go to my website, check out all the different resources there, because there's some great resources on being mentally tough. That was a great interview with Sean Goodsell, and Building an Incredible Willpower interview with Dean Dwyer that really relate to this topic and can give you some additional information. All right, take care. Thanks for listening today, and if you found this podcast helpful, let your friends and family know about it. And if you will, go to iTunes and find the 5%ers podcast and leave a review and let other people know how it's been helpful. And if you want to know more about being a 5%er, you can go to my website at dennisbird.org. And remember, folks, when it comes to your health, work hard, do your best, and never give up. Have a great day, everybody.